It's back. The 13th season, Chiaroscuro International Film Series, does return this Sunday. And I think I've been doing this interview for 13 years. I think I can finally pronounce the name. Good that you are here to talk about it, Spencer Everhart. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Shelley.
Michelle Pinchot, good morning to you as well, Pinchot.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yes. All right, gentlemen. Wow, here we go again with exceptional international cinema, free and open to the public. Spencer, tell me again about this series.
So, yeah, 13th year we've been going, and we're continuing to basically have this mission to look at the current state of world cinema, international cinema, and look at films that have been successful in terms of winning awards and getting attention, but maybe haven't had the chance to screen here in the Grand Rapids area. And so we're trying to bring those films to this community, provide free screenings, provide some commentary from some folks after the film, and to hopefully, you know, expand some people's horizons with what's kind of available in terms of movies that they may haven't experienced before.
You, the head of the film selection committee, so my notes tell me you have all the good information on all the films. Stand by. Michelle, glad you're back on the program committee, selecting the panelists who will talk about the films from a cinematic and cultural perspective.
Yes, thank you. For the first film that's going to be showed this Sunday, Phoenix, we have two panelists and a moderator. Spencer will be the moderator. The two panelists are Dr. Kathy Gross and Dr. Nick Heckner from Aquinas College. And Dr. Heckner is a specialist in film studies.
And remind me again our times and locations.
It's always at the Urban Institute of Contemporary Arts, the UICA, and we always start at 2 p.m.
And there are snacks involved, I think.
Yeah, there's refreshments and snacks afterwards in the reception, yeah.
We try to, with the snacks, to make them relevant to the film, to the culture.
Yeah.
And again, for one who's not experienced these, most of these are in their native language, correct?
Yes. These films, for the first film, Phoenix, is in German. The second one, Girlhood, is in French. The Cake Maker is Hebrew as well as German. And The Happiest Day in the Life of Oli Maki is in Finnish. And Hauha in Spanish.
So hence January 13 through March 10. So let's do summaries of more of the film. Obviously, these are all on a website for more information, yes?
Yeah. Chiaroscurogr.org.
What does chiaroscuro mean?
It's an old term that comes from painting, actually, and it means it's a type of lighting, a way of painting light or maybe capturing light in film where you have really strong sources of light that create different shadows in an area.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And Michelle, there is a theme for this year's award-winning roster of films.
Yes, the theme that has been chosen is fate. It has to do with fate. Each film explores the idea of fate, destiny, chance, luck, karma, providence, serendipity. So the question that is asked is, what is the idea of fate, really? Yeah.
And hence, again, strong this Sunday with your Phoenix. After undergoing reconstructive surgery, a concentration camp survivor tries to find out if her husband betrayed her to the Nazis.
Yes.
Tell me about your January 27th film.
The film is Girlhood. It's a French film. It was produced in 2014, or released in 2014. And it's about a young French teenager that comes from the suburbs of Paris. And it's really about her, discovering life, discovering her environment, and exploring and sometimes making silly things, silly mistakes, and it's sort of a growing experience. Yeah.
Sunday after next. And as we continue, remind me, these films, Spencer, full-length film.
Oh, yeah, they range between an hour and a half to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. You kick off February 10th with?
The Cake Maker. Mm. Yeah, this is a movie that that came to us that we found. It's sort of this romantic melodrama. And it basically, it concerns this this German baker, a cake maker, who falls in love with this man who was visiting Berlin constantly. But then the man doesn't show up anymore, and he's curious why, and he finds out the man has died in an accident. And so that man is from Israel. So he travels to Israel to find more about this man's life, but realizes that he has a family there. And so he starts to become involved in their lives. And there's a little bit of a mystery element because they don't know who this guy is.
Wow. That's February 10th, The Cake Maker. February 24th?
That's the happiest day of the life of Olli Mäki. It's a Finnish production, black and white. It's actually, of course, it's my own opinion, it's one of my favorites. Yeah. Of this. It's a beautiful story of a boxer, a Finnish boxer, a champion in Finland. And he is to compete or to box against another professional boxer. But the problem is that he falls in love. And so, but it's a beautiful story.
I like that. Again, story. The description. There's only one problem. He's just fallen in love. Such a problem, isn't it? Talking about the Chiaroscuro film series. It's the 13th season, kicking off this Sunday. These films that connect world cultures, promote greater understanding of diverse peoples, and obviously celebrating the universal human spirit. .. March 10th, please.
March 10th, yeah, is a film called Jauja. It's from Argentina, released a couple years ago. It is, I would say, probably the strangest film that we've had, maybe ever in this series. But it involves a Danish settler who's played by Viggo Mortensen, who's actually a movie star. People would recognize him from the Lord of the Rings series.
Wow.
Yeah. The fact that he's in this movie is a little strange. But so he is in South America with his daughter, and he's doing this sort of colonial project there. But she runs away with a soldier that she falls in love with. Into sort of the Argentinian wilderness. And so he goes on a journey to find her. But that journey sort of takes him through this surreal, bizarre kind of journey, which maybe starts to mix time and place in ways that are mysterious.
Michelle, do you have the panelists set for this one?
Yes. I believe it's Anal.
Moderating.
Yes, and then David Stark from GVSU will be the cultural expert there, and Spencer will be the film specialist on that film.
The film specialist. And again, as we mentioned, panelists for each of the others as well.
Yeah.
How is this available to be free and open to the public? Do you have great sponsors?
Yes, we do.
All of the reason that this can happen is not only because of like the patrons who come and support us, but it's because of our sponsors. Yeah. I mean, and also our partner, the UICA, has always been such a generous supporter of us. But yeah, our sponsors too. We have a bunch of university sponsors, especially Grand Valley, which is multiple departments, which each contribute to us.
Yeah.
But Aquinas, Calvin, Kendall and Compass too, and even GRCC actually all support us. And I think that what we have in mind in terms of our programming and our mission is also in line with a lot of their ideas in terms of community outreach and just trying to get a better sense of world culture here in the area.
The sustainability for Lucky 13 season. I know I've been to a couple of your films. The place is packed. So get there early, and hopefully leave with being more cultured and more. Michelle, remind me of your background.
I'm a professor of French at Aquinas College. I'm originally from France.
And yourself, Spencer?
Originally from Michigan, and currently I'm a visiting professor in the film and video department at Grand Valley State University.
Great. All right, details to attend for this series would be?
Starting this Sunday, January 13th, 2:00 p.m. at the UICA, and then after that it's every 2 weeks, essentially. January 13th will be the start, and then the next one will be the 27th, and we'll follow through from there, and we'll run into spring. Hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer by that point.
If not, hey, this is where you spend your cold Sunday afternoons inside with good people. Chiaroscuro international film series does return. And again, all of the don't freak out, even though you know, may not speak German, I'll be able to see the English.
Yes.
Yes, all the films are subtitled. Yeah,
they have subtitles.
Correct. Yeah.
I'd like to mention one more thing. This season is a bit special for us. It is dedicated to the memory of Gretchen Minhar.
Still can't believe she's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, of the series. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Gretchen spent many a time here, where you're sitting, talking about it. And so she's watching down if you want to go there. And but thank you for that reminder, and I'm sure that will be reminded throughout the series.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen and Michelle. Take care.
Yeah. Thank you.